Welcome to the From the Vine podcast. I'm your host, Bob Heifel, a reporter and writer of the From the Vine wine column for The Record in Stockton, California. I'm certified level 3 with the Wine and Spirit Education Trust and a part-time tasting room associate at the Lodi Wine and Visitor Center. I hope you enjoy this podcast, which focuses on the Lodi American Viticultural Area. I welcome your comments and reviews on our Facebook group page at recordnet.com/FTV209. And you can follow us at FTV209 on Twitter and Instagram. Welcome to the From the Vine podcast. I'm your host, Bob Heifel, and a great pleasure to have Rochelle and Mitch Spoletta with us today. They're the owners of Intercoastal Vineyards. I would say, wouldn't you kind of classify yourselves as brand new, or at least a new winery on the scene out here?
Well, I suppose so. I mean, we've been producing wine since 2014, so we went live to the public in 2016, but it just takes a while to get your name out there and make sure people know who you are.
And your name is getting out there and people are noticing. Your wines have been racking up awards literally from the first day you opened. If I remember the story,
oh my gosh,
y'all were getting online the day of the Lincoln Center Wine Stroll and won an award that day.
Honestly, that was like the most exciting start ever. And as any new business can probably attest to, we were driving literally to the Lincoln Center event that day, and we're still making sure that things are tight with the website, you know, and everything is working the way it's supposed to. And I mean, everything is just rush, 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 last minute, always. And we get there, and to win the best wine out of, you know, the Lincoln Center, it sounded maybe kind of simple to a lot of people, but to us, it was such a big deal. It was the People's Choice Award, and the awesome people in the Lincoln Center, you know, they actually had a physical award for us, and mm-hmm. you would have thought we won like the Grammys or something, you know. I mean, we were just happy because it was our journey, yeah. And it was where our journey began, and it was really appropriate that it began, you know, in the Lincoln Center. Mm-hmm. It's kind of where my roots started. I was born and raised in Stockton, and Mitch was born and raised in Lodi, and so we're really local, you know, people that, right. you know, to start an event from grassroots really like that,
right.
you know, and I tried really hard to make sure everybody kind of knew who we were, and boy, to win, you would have thought, like, it was just fun. It was yeah. just super heartwarming.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and then it was actually at the Flair, and I used to work
okay.
at the Flair.
No kidding, really?
With Star Donati, I don't know. Star and yeah. Carolyn, and yeah, so... Yeah. That's
remember Bajano's on the corner
school.
There? That's where I used to
exactly.
do my clothes shopping. Of course,
exactly.
Campbell's. That hasn't been closed too long.
Well, when I was in high school, I opened boxes for them. And uh-huh. so to be actually in their store for that win, it was fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So yeah. since then, we've come all, yeah. I'd say, a long way.
Mitch, you're nodding your head, too. Did you ever shop at Bajano's or in Lincoln Center back?
We did shop at Bajano's. Chip Bajano.
Oh, okay.
The owner there,
so you, know, you knew the owners.
Yeah. 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 Good people, very yeah. good people.
Yeah. Well, the journey has been amazing. Mitch, you're a second-generation Lodi farmer. Rochelle, you had a long, distinguished career in sales with Rico USA. How did this come about? How did your divergent backgrounds and skill sets kind of coming together to form this company that's a tour de force at a quick time? But when did that moment kind of happen where maybe you were looking for something different, kind of follow your passion in wine, and Mitch is as a grower kind of deciding to put Intercoastal together?
You know, I think it really, I was always just kind of searching for my passion. And, you know, I was a rhetoric major with a textiles minor from UC Davis. And, you know, with that, I didn't have really one set career path, and kind of fell into, you know, sales in general. And I donated some time for the United Way, and right after college, just to kind of get my feelers out to kind of see what's out there, mm-hmm. and kind of came back to this, you know, to the Lodi Stockton area at that time. And when I did that, you know, I donated my time, but I, you know, did different presentations to help raise money for the United Way. And in doing so, I had different job offers, and one of them happened to be in the technology world. And at the time, it was TaylorMade. It was, you know, kind of way back when. And we were acquired multiple times to then, you know, become Ricoh Corporation. So I did that. And as life goes, a year turns into another year, turns into 5 years, turns into 22 and a half years. And you think to yourself, my gosh, where did this time go? You know, and all that time, you're kind of thinking, you know, I love my customers. I love what I do. I'm grateful and blessed for what I have. But it was really never my passion for, you know, kind of what's going to make you really happy to know that you've left your mark, kind of what you want to do in the world. And so I just told my husband, you know, my husband was always reaching out to me saying, well, what do you want to do? What do you really want to do, Rochelle? And I would just let another year go by and just keep doing what I did until finally I said, I want to start bottling our own wine, you know, and we're wine grape growers. You know, we've built our farming business together, and we've, you know, been married for 13 going on 14 years. You know, we kind of started building our vineyards and developing kind of our company as growers for that period of time and as a couple. And I'm like, you know, the next step is let's bottle it, you know, and maybe that's our path and that's, you know, the direction that we should take. Right. So,
and wasn't it Chardonnay that kind of was the impetus to get this going when you didn't have a contract for some Chardonnay and thought let's make some?
Yeah, you know, I mean, as contracts go in farming, in the farming world, and Mitch can obviously attest to this a lot more as the farmer, but, you know, our grapes, you'll have multiple year contracts, and it's like a bit, you know, a basketball player, and all of a sudden right. they're up for, you know,
renewal. Free agent.
Yeah, free agent. And so it's kind of like that in the farming world. And, you know, at the time we had Chardonnay, but we were thinking, well, you know, let's bottle it. And at the time, you know, we're not really, you know, as a varietal, it wasn't our most favorite mm-hmm. to choose from. And we thought, you know, it's really the heavy oak influence that really wasn't for us, uh-huh. you know? And so we decided, oh, if we can start with that and we craft a, you know, a remarkable, you know, stainless steel kind of an oak style Chardonnay, then I think that, when, you know, if we can do that, mm-hmm. we move on from there. And right. we did that, and now we're 13 plus varietals later. So,
and more are coming. We were talking about that off mic about what's coming down the road for Intercoastal.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. We just want to keep it new and fresh. Mm-hmm. And as a company, you know, our motto, our philosophy is just to kind of always keep evolving and changing, you know, different varietals to keep it fresh and new. And what are we doing next? Right. So as followers to our brand, wine, you know, wine club members, people who, you know, kind of follow our wine, they know that if they like kind of the way that we craft and we design our wines, they're really going to, what do they have new? What's coming up next in the pipeline for Intercoastal? Right. And, you know, for us, that's really a big part of our company is just that.
Right. Another big part of your company is your slogan, Embrace Every Moment. Can you kind of tell us why you chose those three words to kind of be not only a slogan for marketing purposes, but really kind of an approach to the way both of you live your life, and it's the approach that you have for this brand, for what you all are doing.
Well, and thank you for bringing that up, because it's really, truly like my deepest passion for this industry. There's a lot of wine out there, as you know. There's a lot of wine brands out there.
Right.
How do we make this special and keep it really personal? And for me, you know, it came at a very, I was kind of always keeping my eyes and my ears, both of us were, you know, just, what do we want to really embody our company and you know, not just a motto, but really words to truly live by and, you know, to design our company approach by. And so, you know, I was always keeping my eyes open, but I was with one of my dearest friends, and it was a birthday gift that she had given me, and it was kind of a box that had a lot of different slogans all over it. And I, you know, I'm one of those people that just want to take the time at that time to really be in the moment.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of read out loud to her all the different things that her packaging had. My gift was inside, and just kind of slowing it down. And the very last thing that I read was Embrace Every Moment. And I looked at her and I was like, Melissa, that's it. And she looked at me like I was crazy, like, you know, are you okay, Rochelle? And I went, yeah, I'm okay. But that's my slogan. Uh-huh. And, you know, I said, that's what I want to really, you know, be, you know, behind my brand. I want it to be Intercoastal Vineyards, Embrace Every Moment. And so we kind of just took it from there and, you know, we took it to the next step and trademarked it to our brand so that it could really accompany everything that we do moving forward. So, you know, and it's more than just, you know, a slogan and a motto for us. It's really the way we run our company. And so we really, you know, our motto is relevance and keeping things fun and upbeat and in the moment. Mm-hmm. And embracing every moment really kind of goes behind all of our pop-up events that we do. And we're actually building more and more and more, you know, as time kind of goes by, with these moments where our members can join us on this journey. And we can experience time and you know, life is so short, right. You know, it's just,
right.
It could become shorter and shorter the older I get.
Yeah.
You know?
By definition, it does, whether we like to admit it or not.
I mean, it
right?
really does.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So for us, it's just embrace every moment. Let's right. let's have these great, pop-up events and drink some great wine and enjoy each other's company and truly, you know, live life.
Right. And Mitch, for you, I guess it's embrace every grape.
Embrace every grape, absolutely. Well, our company definitely starts out in the vineyard with the farming, and we have the luxury of farming most of what we bottle. So, you know, from bud break to bottle, we have a lot of hands-on all across the procedures, everything, you know, so we can keep a close eye on quality, and at the end of the day, I think it really shows in our finished product.
Right. How did you learn to farm? Who taught you?
My dad. I'm a second generation farmer. He was first generation, and we grew up working with him. My brothers and I grew up working with him and row crop mostly, asparagus and corn and alfalfa. And then late 80s and 90s, we started developing vineyards. And then that was kind of the path that I decided to take after I parted ways with the family and did my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then took a few years. But then once Rochelle and I got married, we started developing property that we had into permanent crops, and that was wine grapes.
And so you have wine grapes growing in Lodi, also in Clarksburg?
Yeah, we grow wine grapes in Lodi and Clarksburg both.
And you also have a Napa program.
We do. We have a Napa Valley Cabernet program. We source fruit from different vineyards in the Napa area. We have a Howell Mountain, a Rutherford, a Napa Valley, and then I think going forward, we've kind of settled into a vineyard that we're really pleased with and the quality of fruit. It's up in Childs Valley and organically farmed, so it's amazing quality. And the wines that we're making out of that vineyard, I think, is going to be the path that we're going to stay.
And what varieties do you grow in Clarksburg?
Clarksburg, we have Sauvignon Blanc, Merlot, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Grigio.
And in Lodi?
In Lodi, we have Malbec, Chardonnay, and Petit Sirah.
And we're actually recording this at your gorgeous home in Thornton. Can you kind of... It's so unfortunate that we don't have smell-o-vision, you know, or for podcasts anyway, to have some kind of video to show people what a lovely spot this is. But we're surrounded by vineyards. Can you tell us kind of about where we are and what's growing here?
Yeah, here we're at our estate vineyard, which is Chardonnay and Petit Sirah, and we're right on the outskirts of Lodi, near the Delta, produces amazing fruit. We have the luxury of having the cool Delta breezes almost every night for relief from the drastic heat that
which
we're having today. But fortunately, a little bit of a Delta breeze keeps it a little cooler in the evenings and provides a phenomenal growing environment for the grapes.
Yeah, and this is a lovely spot. We were talking off mic about some of the sunsets we get, and I'm sure you guys look out and sometimes and it's like, wow, this is pretty cool. You know, I don't think people about who don't know anything about Lodi really know how beautiful it is in certain places, almost everywhere, but it really is. You know, we don't have the mountains or the hillsides per se. You know, you can look off in the distance west and east and see the Golden Range in the Sierras, but gosh, the sunsets and just those evenings are really special here.
And the people.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it's important, too, I think, to note that both of you are from this area. You're from Stockton, Rochelle, went to St. Mary's High School, UC Davis. And Mitch, you're from Lodi, went to Tokay High School. And did you go to Delta College? Or?
I did go to Delta for a while. And then I decided that school wasn't my calling.
Right.
So I ended up back on the ranch farming. Which was my passion, the direction I wanted to go. So
absolutely, yeah.
Decided to do that sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and there's so many multi-generational farming families doing their thing in the winemaking world here. And I think that's important. Do you feel kind of connected to this area having grown up here? I'm sure
absolutely.
You do, right?
Everywhere we go, you know, it's just so nice to have that hometown feel and, you know, there's no place like home.
Right, right. Let's talk about some of the wines, and please tell us about, awards you've won. I know recently in Monterey, you guys just kicked Boutet at the Monterey Wine Festival.
That was awesome.
So, yeah.
We were super excited. And, yeah, that was our first platinum award that we've won. So very honored with our Reserve Chardonnay. It's just... We knew it was just spectacular from day one, but, you know, honestly, when you receive these awards, it just makes your heart warm when you're like, okay, it's been recognized. You know it's good yourself when you taste it and you first release it, and you're super excited about it, you know, but it's really humbling and just, you know, we're jumping up and down when we get these awards sometimes because, you know, it's just exciting for us, so...
Right.
Yeah, we platinum best of show for our Reserve Chardonnay in Monterey, and then the 2014 Napa Cabernet won a gold medal there, as well as our Pinot Noir that's won gold there, but also a number of different gold awards for that Pinot Noir. Mm. So it's been definitely, all of those have been, you know, very good award winning
wines. Yeah, absolutely. So Monterey and the Lincoln Center Wine Stroll, and I know you've won.
Well, we have a lot of other ones.
Yeah,
I mean, we've done the San Francisco, the 2018 San Francisco International Wine Competition. Our Pinot Noir won gold there as well. We had at the 2018 Harvest Challenge Sonoma County a double gold on our Petite Syrah, a gold on our proprietary red blend, a gold on our Rosé of Pinotage, a gold on our Verdello. That's our Lodi Verdello. International East Meets West Wine Competition, gold on our Howell Mountain, on our Reserve Chardonnay there as well. So, I mean, we've been, and our, you know, most recently too, the San Joaquin 2019 San Joaquin Wine Competition, we were best of show for our Verdello with a double gold.
Yeah.
So, and then we haven't released this yet. This is brand new news to you.
All right, breaking news
to our viewers here today, I guess. But we had Sunset Magazine recognize our Petite Syrah for a gold medal recently.
Oh, wow.
So with a number of other awards that we haven't had time to yet to release.
That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations.
So we're really happy.
Yeah.
Happy where the shows are going.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Your Rosé of Pinotage is, we can talk about all the wines if you'd like, but the Rosé of Pinotage is so special, not only in the glass, it really is a terrific wine, but just the variety Pinotage in Rosé. We don't see that anywhere, and you've pulled it off really successfully. What kind of prompted an idea to do something so outside the box, if you will?
Well, that was really Mitch's, you know, idea, and... He's always been a fan of the Pinotage as a red varietal. Friends of ours, you know, make a great Pinotage red. And, you know, he said, I want to make a rosé, and I really want to make it out of a rosé, you know, out of the Pinotage, rather. So it was kind of an out-of-the-box thing, I think, you know, thought.
Right.
And it's usually a varietal that's found in South Africa, so a lot of people are kind of caught off by it. If they're, you know, people that travel and know wines, and they travel and drink wines, and they're always, when we see them, they're like, wow, it's a Rosé of Pinotage. This is really exciting. So It's turned out to be a really interesting, tons of characteristics, mm-hmm. you know, with that particular varietal. And it's just definitely been one of our fan favorites.
Yeah. Your Verdello is fantastic. Chenin Blanc. Any thoughts about those particular wines, Mitch? What's kind of behind them? Where, you know, they're grown in Clarksburg and
actually, our Verdello.
Oh, that's right. The Verdello
was a Lodi wine.
Myself, sorry about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a matter of. I like to take a varietal that people don't really have a lot of experience with and make an amazing wine out of it and let people experience what certain unknown varietals can be. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of education in the wine industry now, and people are eager to learn. People are eager to learn about new varietals and different styles of wines.
Right. And you make two styles of Chardonnay, the Reserve and the Stainless. Can you describe those to our listeners?
Our Stainless Chardonnay was where we started our Chardonnay program because Rochelle and I weren't really fans of what I would consider to be a California Chardonnay, a California-style Chardonnay that has a lot of oak influence onto it and has a lot of that butter on the palate and heavier wine. So we decided to start our Chardonnay program on the un-oak style and produce it in 100% stainless steel, where you don't get that butter and heavy taste on the palate and basically zero oak influence. And I think we crafted a really, really well-balanced, amazing wine at that point. But then we also had a lot of people that do like that style of mm-hmm. California Chardonnay that has oak and whatnot. So we then decided to go into a Reserve program and make a wine that would appeal to those people, which has ended up being a very well-received and very well-awarded style of wine as well.
Yeah. Your Petit Sirac, can you talk about that wine?
I absolutely can. So,
it's his favorite, he better.
Yeah. Petit Sirac is kind of my baby. Uh-huh. That's my go-to red wine. It's for quite some time, that's been the wine that I like to drink. The vineyard that we have here at our estate, Petit Sirac was just planted on a whim that I like drinking Petit Sirac, so that's why I planted it. Mm-hmm. Planted it without a contract, and I figured, you know, we'll just cross that bridge when we get there, what we'll do with the fruit.
That's a good approach.
So, love it.
So, fortunately, I enjoy drinking it, so that's where a portion of it goes to personal consumption. But yeah, I think our Lodi Petit Sirac, a large portion for sure. Our Petit Sirac, I believe, is a good representation of what the varietal can be and should be. And I think we've had a lot of people say the same. People right. in the industry, people with, you know, a background of knowing Petit Sirac and having good education with wine, they feel that the Petit Sirac that we produce has been a really nice wine.
Yeah. And are you taking more of a role, kind of leading the winemaking aspect of Intercoastal?
I would say I'm the first point of contact at winemaking.
Uh-huh.
Our protocol follows my palate and what I want to do with our wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, thankfully, we've brought on board people that are much more knowledgeable in the winemaking realm of things than I am, that keep me on track.
And that's really hard to do.
Well, it is, because if you let me go my own way with the winemaking, Lord knows where we'd end up.
Well, what would your palate kind of, what do you kind of find yourself going in a direction just naturally, just based on your palate?
I think my palate takes me in a certain direction for white wines and red wines. You know, our white wines are maybe a little more on the acidic side, but on the dry side, I should say, not necessarily acidic. They're very well balanced wines, but definitely on the drier side.
Mm-hmm.
We're not producing many sweet wines, And then our reds, I think, are just very traditional European-style winemaking reds. Mm-hmm. Very, very minimal manipulation, if any, to any of our wines. Mm-hmm. It's, it really starts in the vineyard, and what the fruit produces is what ends up in our bottles, and that's what we get, vintage after vintage.
And I think it makes a big difference, too, that we're hand-picking our fruit, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just really the best fruit that's going into, you know, each bottle. And for us, it's just the highest quality of premium fruit to produce the best quality of wine.
Right.
So
your marketing, and I've told you this before, is so buttoned up, and I mean that in the nicest way possible. It's a total compliment. But I think everything that you put out there has been delicious wines, really clever packaging and marketing. And I do want to touch on your labels with the S. It's kind of representative of a couple things.
Well, it is. We first of all, we wanted something really simple. Neither one of Mitch and I, we both like simplicity. We don't like things cluttered. We like it just pretty clean. But we wanted a mark that could be representative of our name, mm-hmm. but also our brand. And Mitch was pretty adamant he did not want our last name,
right.
Spalletta, on the bottle itself. I don't know. We kind of just thought a little logo of some nature, something that's representative of an actual, a marking or something that you can recognize would be useful or good. So the S logo really represents kind of like the pathways along the river where one of our vineyards is located. So it kind of winds around and it kind of gives you that S pattern almost, so
right.
to speak.
Yeah.
And then it also represents the S for our last name, Spalletta. So that was kind of our personal kind of touch to something that's just a little bit of an artistic kind of look. So.
Yeah. Well, it should be noted that where Lodi is, there's between us and the Pacific Ocean roughly 1,000 miles of intercoastal waterway. We're blessed with this inland water, the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta, that really helps us out here in the evenings with the breezes coming off it to kind of cool things down, especially on an evening like tonight. It's it really makes this a fantastic region to grow almost any kind of grape variety. Mitch, you could speak to that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I feel that we, in this area, we produce world-class quality wine grapes as a start. And then where wine producers take it from there is, you know, everyone's got their own method and theory, but as far as the fruit's concerned, we can grow just about, well, we absolutely can grow any varietal here. As far as what you want to bottle after that, you know, it would be up to an individual. But, you know, we do have a very similar climate to the Mediterranean climates, where we have the warm days, but we have very cool evenings, typically.
Right. And kind of getting back to the business side of things, Rochelle, kind of in starting this brand, what have been some of the kinds of ways or ways that you've kind of developed business and kind of the approach that you all have had? It's direct to consumer, but you're also on restaurant wine lists. You're at the Harrah's Northern California
and
IOWN, which is super exciting.
I know.
Yeah.
We've just been kind of that word of mouth brand,
yeah.
Quite frankly. And, you know, restaurants that carry our brand, we either frequent those locations and then they want to carry our wines, or we've approached them or they've approached us, and then it's just that direct to consumer kind of approach that we've taken. We're very excited to be partnered with Harrah's Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
That was really something we met the great people from there. They actually came to the Lodi Wine and Food Festival and came to our booth and, you know, tasted our wines and had a brief conversation. We followed up and, you know, they kind of fell in love with our brand and we fell in love with them.
Great.
And, you know, it's one of those true partnerships where you kind of pinch yourself and think, is this going to, you know, like, And you're each doing that, you know. Mm-hmm. They're saying we don't want anything to change, and we're saying we don't want anything to change, because it's just a great partnership.
Right.
And can't speak enough about the people, the location. If you haven't been to Harrah's Northern California, here's a good plug for Harrah's Northern California. Get to Ione and go check it out.
Right, because, and check out Intercoastal Vineyards.
Yeah, we've got 6 different wines that are featured on their menu.
That's
so
awesome.
We were honored by being the featured winery on their menu. And the Louis Oliver's restaurant is where you would taste the wine. And
fantastic.
They have a great bar and a great restaurant.
Awesome. We were kind of talking earlier about your wine club, and it's really geared, and you offer lots of experiences. You want people to kind of have that embrace the moment, or embrace every moment kind of
every single
feel.
One, Bob.
Embrace every single solitary moment.
That's right.
At all costs.
At all costs.
But what kinds of events do you like to do for people and kind of with your wine club and outside the wine club, just to kind of interact with consumers and get your brand out there?
Yeah, so we primarily do pop-up events. We've done a lot of different events, like we've done dinner pairings with our wines at Boulevard Bistro, an amazing restaurant in Elk Grove. We did a yacht cruise in the Sausalito Bay, where we were pairing our wines with some great appetizers and enjoying, San Francisco Bay. We just did a yoga in the vineyard, where we really enjoyed time with about 60 of our friends and enjoyed yoga in the vineyard and had a nice lunch. And it was also Rosé Day, where National Rosé Day and National Best Friends Day, where we just embraced every moment with our best friends and had a great time. So, yeah, we've got lots of different ideas coming up and lots of things on the schedule. So probably follow us on our Instagram or our Facebook at Intercoastal Vineyards and sign up for our newsletter. That's the two best places, or three best places, I should say, to find out where we're going to be next. So.
And your website address is?
Website is intercoastalwine.com.
Okay, intercoastalwine.com. The website has information on events, has information on all of your wines, and people can order them online, and I strongly suggest that they do, or encourage them to do so.
Yeah. We do a flat rate shipping too, just to mention.
Oh, okay.
So if people are ordering and you want to try a number of different wines, we have set it up so that up to 6 bottles, it covers the same flat rate shipping. So it makes it affordable door to door. And we recommend shipping it to your business or something. You have to sign for alcohol, obviously. So it's good to sign up for somewhere where you know it's coming.
Or have that business address.
Have that business address.
Line, yeah.
Anything like that really helps. But up to 6 bottles ships to your door for a flat rate shipped at $15. And that way you can taste different wines and not incur any additional costs.
Fantastic. Mitch, is this what you thought it would be at this stage? Or are you glad you got into this?
It's a loaded question.
Yeah.
No pressure.
I was reluctant, certainly, to get into the retail side, if you will, of the wine business. We were in the wine business growing wine grapes and selling wine grapes. And then that's kind of where we washed our hands of it. And when Rochelle wanted to take it to the next level, I definitely had my hesitations. But apparently we all see who won that argument. we are all in. So it's definitely a journey, and it's a fun journey.
Yeah. Well, Rochelle, thank you for winning the argument as a consumer and a big fan of your hard work.
Yeah. Well, step by step, we're getting there and growing the brand and having a lot of fun doing it. And it's a journey for sure. And for those wine club members and those who have ordered our wine, we're super grateful and excited to have, them along on our journey with us. And most importantly, like I said before, I'm just excited to share the message to embrace every moment, because the fact of the matter is life is short.
You're
and
right.
We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And as soon as you blink, it's another year or it's another 5 years. And before you know it, you know, time passes quickly. So the most important thing to do is just remember how fragile life is and remember that, you know, we only have today, and drink some delicious wine while you're doing it.
Right. Words to live by. Embrace every moment.
Exactly.
Cheers. Absolutely. To both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank this you. We really appreciate pleasure. It. It's an honor. Yeah. Cheers to you guys.
Cheers. Cheers.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Everybody knows what we've been doing while we've been talking. We've been sipping this great wine. But intercoastalwine.com is the website. Please check it out and check out these great people and these great wines when you have the opportunity. So Mitch and Rochelle Spoletta have been our guests on the From the Vine podcast. Thank you so much. And until next time, I'm Bob Heifel.